Hello and welcome back to another bonus episode of Hail to the Deadites. So I figured after our humongous Evil Dead Rise episode, I cannot believe it was like almost 2 hours long. And then we also put out our ranking video yesterday. But there's still stuff coming out about the movie and the game that we need to talk about. So you're just getting a lot of content from us this week. And I'm not even going to apologize because I have fun doing this and I know that you guys enjoy watching it. So first up, we have a belated shout out. On the 21st, our friends over at Backyard Zombie Productions, who you've seen in episode 9 of Hail to the Deadites, put out their Evil Dead special. If you listen to our episode, you knew that I got sick and really busy with work and literally wasn't able to do videos for a while, so I never got to properly give them a shout out. But check out the Evil Dead special on Backyard Zombies Productions page. We're actually in the special thanks section, which is very heartwarming because that's never happened before for me. I don't know about Chris, but it was super cool to see your name in the credits at the end of something, and it's a blast. So I would highly recommend going and checking it out and giving them a follow on social media and a subscribe on YouTube and just keeping up with all the content they put out because it's awesome. So to talk a little bit more about Evil Dead Rise, IGN just put out a video called Evil Dead Rise Director Explains Unearthing One of Army of Darkness's Necronomicons. So it's an interview with Lee where he talks a bit about the Necronomicon scene in Evil Dead Rise. So I watched through it and did sort of like the Sparks Notes version of it. But I would recommend going and watching it because it's a lot of fun. It's a great video. Lee is so passionate about Evil Dead stuff. So it's worth watching and listening to him talk about it because he's such a knowledgeable guy on this franchise, which makes it even more awesome that he's the director of like the new entry and possible future entries. So first up, he confirmed that like Sam is on board with the three books from Army of Darkness storyline, where when Ash sees the three books, like one of those books is Sam's movies, one is Fede's 2013 reboot, and then the third one is our Evil Dead Rise Necronomicon. Lee also sort of mentioned these books come into the movies at certain times, but he thinks there's also potential for movies sort of in between the movies telling stories about the Necronomicon, because obviously, like a franchise so cool like Evil Dead, I think there you can have stuff happen in between and also not like mess up the lore of the other entries of it. Anyways, I cannot wait to see what they do with this. So Lee talked a little bit in depth about his Necronomicon in this interview. So he says that it was written by someone even more depraved than the other two. He intentionally left no blank pages after the first couple because he wanted it to be like full of madness. He says it's kind of like the inverse of the Bible, where they're all the same stories told in different ways, but this one is just like balls to the wall, and just like the personality and behavior of the book itself is different than Sam and Fede's iterations. And I thought that was all really cool. He talked briefly about the lore in the video and how he doesn't really go into it in this movie because he didn't want to spend that much time like cementing the lore, so that it leaves the door open. It leaves the door open for future entries to sort of share the journey these books have been on. So speaking of that journey, he has mentioned to Sam about doing sort of an anthology movie where Sam does a chapter, Fede does a chapter, and Lee does a chapter, which would literally make $10 trillion at the box office just from me going to see it. I would be all over that. I understand that Evil Dead is a huge part of Sam Raimi's career, and like after 4 decades doing it, I can see not wanting to take on a future entry, but it would be like, it would be so cool for him to sort of tell sort of like one last Evil Dead thing. That sounded kind of ominous, like he's gonna die soon. I hope not. But yeah, I think it'd be so cool to see another Evil Dead story told in his directorial style and writing, because there are two things I love. He's my favorite director, so obviously I want to see more stuff from him. And then towards the end of the video, Lee talks about potential sequels, and he sort of pitches the idea that like a sequel to Evil Dead Rise would pick up like 10 minutes after the like Evil Dead Rise ends, with Beth and Cassie going into a police station. Beth puts like the bloody chainsaw down on the desk and says like they're all dead, and just sort of not giving her any break between this movie and the next. He says because there's no time to get PTSD sort of in between the entries, and I really like that. I mean, it would suck to be in that scenario where, like, she's probably exhausted from fighting all the Deadites and stuff and probably needs a break. But I also just love the idea of it just picking up right where it leaves off and it goes absolutely batshit crazy again. If you heard at the end of our recap episode, like Chris said, you can see like the tiny little bits of like deadite flesh trembling or whatever. Actually, Lee has a couple possible ideas for the Evil Dead Rise sequels. I found this on our beloved Sam Raimi Updates Twitter. So the first would be the priest from the vinyl record fighting like 100 deadites, and it would be like a John Wick Evil Dead style movie, which would be cool. And then Beth picking up the chainsaw and where her story goes, which is sort of this sequel. And then the aftermath in the building with the cleanup crew, who would obviously have to deal with all that trembling deadite flesh, would probably also get possessed themselves. And I think that's a great way to bring Beth back into the story. Like, you started out with the cleanup crew going in and then all getting possessed from these tiny little bits of flesh, and then, you know, like getting out of the apartment parking garage and into the city. And I don't know, it'd be cool if they were like, I know they did like a trapped in the police station episode in Ash vs. Evil Dead, but it'd be nice to see that again. So our last little bit of Evil Dead Rise news for this video is that it's available to pre-order on Blu-ray and DVD already. It looks like it's going to be out digitally May 9th, which is pretty soon, and that does make me worry a little bit about, like, sort of the box office after these couple opening weekends, if there's going to be a significant drop where it's going to be out on digital so quickly. But on the other hand, I also really want to be able to watch the movie at home and pause and, like, in-depth, like, look at the graffiti on the wall in the bathroom at the beginning, just sort of explore, like, specific shots with my eyes to, like, catch any other Easter eggs. And then you get really cool edits on TikTok and stuff, which I like to watch. Probably even more stuff will come out, because I'm sure there's going to be special features on the discs and stuff. Maybe deleted scenes. It'd be really cool to get some deleted scenes. Maybe there's a director's cut. I feel like they would have told us if there was a director's cut, though, and I feel like Lee did have a lot of say in the movie, and I don't feel like I heard anything about a ton being cut out or whatever. But yeah, it'd be really cool if there were some deleted scenes. So we're gonna pivot over to Evil Dead the game now. The day I'm recording this, April 26th, the Game of the Year edition is out, and also the Who's Your Daddy DLC is out. So we got Brock in the game now, we've got Ball, and we've got new outfits for Amanda, Ash, and Pablo. So a lot of people are worried with the Game of the Year edition that that's sort of like the end of the game. I've seen a couple people worried about that. The creative chief officer of Evil Dead the game, Tim Willits, sort of explained that the Game of the Year edition does wrap up everything we've done so far. You know, what we're going to do is we're moving to Steam. There's a billion people on that platform. We're going to continue quality of life updates, and then we're going to examine what the fans want based on feedback and based on what people are asking for. We will then make decisions from there. So that sort of makes it seem like there's going to be more added to the game, and obviously everyone wants Evil Dead Rise content in it now. And I have a feeling that they could announce that for the anniversary, because the movie comes out on digital May 9th. The anniversary of the game is May 13th. So that feels like it might be a little, maybe a little announcement, maybe a little summer DLC with the girlies from Evil Dead Rise. Maybe new game mode that works in the apartment or whatever. We talked about that briefly at the end of our recap and review, sort of like a hide-and-seek version or like a mission. But I'd also just love to run around that map and explore the apartment, because, as I said before, I love the apartment. They also put out a new patch for the game, so I thought I would sort of go through the patch notes if you haven't seen them yet. As I said, the game is available on Steam now. In terms of new features, they added Japanese and Korean language support for Xbox, Xbox One, Epic Games, and Steam. All weapon mastery statistics will be displayed in the skill tree. I don't really play enough to know what that means, but I'm sure some people will be happy about that, so hope you're happy. In terms of new free content, there's a new Kelly solo mission where Kelly fights Elagos in Stalking in a Winter Wonderland. And then through that, you do get Kelly's Stay Frosty outfit, which you get when you complete the mission. And there's new weapons, which is like a steel pipe and a submachine gun. I read a tweet earlier where someone said there's a lot of finishing moves for the steel pipe. So once I get my shit together and play the game again, I will be very excited to see the pipe, because I like melee weapons. So I mentioned before the Who's Your Daddy bundle. That's our new premium content for this update. New demon, Schemer class Ball with his skinned proselyte and meat puppet minions. We get Brock Williams, obviously. And then for new outfits, we get Pablo's El Brujo outfit, Amanda's Duty Calls outfit, and Ash's Ashy Slashy outfit. So they reduced how many vehicles spawn on each map in the balance changes, and they give some numbers. The maximum defense amount a survivor can stack is now 55%. The Plaguebringer's boss portal unit health increased by an additional 5% from level 3. Puppeteer's boss portal unit damage increased by an additional 5% from level 3. Plaguebringer's regeneration per second per blight stack without the blight booster skill decreased from 1.5 to 1. That's a tongue twister to say. I struggled to just say that sentence. Plaguebringer's regeneration per second per blight stack with the blight booster skill increased from 1.75 to 2, and Warrior Ash's active ability now grants 25 to 30% defense. So in terms of survivors, Ruby's aura now works as intended, applying the correct damage buff to the survivors. Aninobi's ability now applies the correct buff to survivor's attacks. Bot survivors will now use Lantern during the game in solo versus AI. Survivors will no longer receive damage during the reviving animation. Damage will only be applied once the player can move. Thank God for that. Ash Warrior's passive skill, Shield Blast, will no longer interrupt the animation of spawning demon units from a trap. The Blacksmith can now see metal scraps when in the car. Survivors will now be able to dodge melee and kicks to avoid stun locking. After a player stops aiming with the boomstick, they will no longer hold the boomstick and a chainsaw in an unnatural position if the current melee weapon is chainsaw. I wouldn't know that because everyone I main can't pick up the chainsaw. For demons, all demon bosses can now vault windows. Demon Deadites will now be able to vault windows in the Castle Kandar map. The demon will no longer lose energy without inflicting damage when hitting the dodging survivor with the possessed car. And the Witch's Primal Scream now deals damage to the Necronomicon. And just some general patch notes they gave were the model of the character will no longer hang in the air if the player is killed in the car, and the camera won't distance itself from the character in the running state. So there's a whole lot of stuff there, so if you haven't updated your game yet, go update it, and all these fixes should come into play. So I think on that note, that's everything I wanted to cover in this bonus episode, just give you guys some news and stuff. Yeah, I've been really enjoying reading what you guys thought of Evil Dead Rise in the comments on our review video, so feel free to head over there, give it a watch, and then let me know what you thought of the movie down in the comments. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe to this video. We've been getting a lot of support from the Evil Dead community lately, and it's been doing a lot in terms of, like, our content production and just overall, like, desire to make stuff, so it's really awesome, so thank you guys for that, and I will see you next time there's some Evil Dead news to cover, which will probably be in 15 minutes or something. But anyways, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and stay groovy.